Welcome back to Two Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Ralph Epperson on. Yeah, Ralph, just go ahead and plow right on through, because we're really getting into the meat of this thing right now.
Yes, I think this is the key to understanding that I'm right with the rest of the information I'm about to share with you. Okay, now, we've got Democrats and Republicans for 8 years. How long has George Bush been in power, in office, or will
Too
be
long.
When he leaves? 8 years.
Years,
oh,
yeah.
Wait a minute. That means that if we had a Republican for 8 years, that means we've got to have a Democrat. Well, is there any Democrat connected to the council?
Remind me.
Yeah, I think there is. A little woman by the name of Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, Hitler and drag,
I call
her.
Hillary will be our next president. I've been saying that for at least 10 years. Why? Well, you understand. Obviously, it was conditional that she was going to survive, you know, live. But I'm telling you, she will be our president. They're going to rig it. It's already happening. And we had a tie between Obama and Hillary Clinton, and now the polls are showing Obama's gaining or losing, and Hillary's gaining. So because the primaries are coming up, so they're going to make sure that Hillary's our next president. Okay, so that means that they're going to have this alternating philosophy every 2 years every 8 years to have. In fact, let me tell you what Quigley said as to why they want to do this. Why do they want to alternate the two political parties that they control? They control both of them. That's why they could invite George Bush to intentionally lose the election of 1992 to Bill Clinton. That's why, because they're both members of the CFR, and the CFR made them president. Okay, now let's go on. Here's what Quigley said as to why they like to alternate the two parties. Quote, in order to conceal their own influence, inhibit any exhibition, independent exhibition by politicians, and allow the electorate to believe they were exercising their own free choice. Huh? Wait a minute. No, this is the democracy. We, the people, speak, and boy, when we speak, we know what we're doing, right? Did you understand what he just said? We dummies are too stupid to figure it out. They've been playing this game since the 1920s, and we keep believing it. We allow it. This is a debate. Notice we've got debates, and all the candidates are speaking. Boy, there's 25 people running, and we listen to all of them, and we're going to pick the best one. And boy, when we do, no, both parties are controlled by the same people. That means that the people running know that as well. Now, maybe not all of them know that, but I'll tell you, the winners know it. And they're going to be maneuvered into a position where they will get the nomination or at least become famous, and then they can write a book about their experiences, or they might become some ambassador. But I'm telling you, this election is rigged. They've all been rigged. In fact, it's easier to say it this way. It doesn't matter who we elect. They've selected both. That's the point.
Right. Yeah.
So you could pick, oh, no, we got to have the bad guy, where the woman win, or the man, or the black, or the Hispanic, or the congressman, or the senator. No, it doesn't matter. The electorate, allow the electorate to believe they were exercising their own free choice. Can you believe that? So George Bush, the father, lost the election because he was ordered to do so. And George Bush served one term, but he's still around and talking, and even Jimmy Carter's now doing it. Jimmy Carter was never a CFR member, but he was indeed a member of the Carlisle Commission, another secret site. Okay, now, the reason I brought this to your attention is to point out that this conspiracy already controls the world. That's what Quigley taught Bill Clinton.
All the major countries, yeah.
Yes. Now, think about that. If they control the world, why would they allow the nation to build nuclear weapons that could be used to end their rule? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you an example when we come back to show you that that's true.
When we get back, stick with us, folks. Another short break.
Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
8822. Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Got Ralph Epperson here on the line. So, yeah, Ralph, we're getting now, you know, into the real thicket of this whole thing. What have you found in Quigley's writings that, you know, led you to this conclusion, or that supports your conclusion, I should say?
Well, okay, let's keep going. We've established that Bill Clinton taught us that Quigley taught him that this international network controls the both capitalist and communist nations. And I'm asking the question, if that's true, why would they allow the nation or the generals or whoever it is, industrialists, to build atomic weapons that they could use against the conspirators? It doesn't make sense. If they're in charge, they're not going to be any. And let me give you an example of that. You might remember that Quigley taught Bill Clinton that these men meet in periodic meetings all over the world. And I want to give you a firsthand experience with this. I was walking into Dallas Airport from one terminal to another, and I don't know if you've ever been there, but you might remember that when you get into Dallas, you're given 3 days of food and water, and you've got to walk to another terminal to catch your plane. So I'm walking along, minding my own business, and I hear off to the right one of the gates say, a lady at the gate say, we're now boarding a flight number, I'm making this up, flight, the numbers I don't remember, flight 1407 to Mazatlan, Mexico. And I said, I'm in Dallas. And I said, man, I want to go to Mazatlan. I don't want to go to Topeka or wherever it was I was going. So I stopped and looked around, and there standing in the line was one of our greatest American well-known senators. And I'm not going to name him because I'll tell you why in a minute. But I'm not. But anyway, there he was standing. I said, "Oh, he's going down there with his wife." And no, he was by himself. He was carrying his own, pulling his own carry-on luggage, and there was no aid, no family, no nothing. He was go by himself. And I said, "I'll bet you he's going to a Bilderberg meeting." And that's another group of these internationalists that meet together to plan the future of the world. And I said, I bet he's going to a Bilderberg meeting. And then I said, well, wait a minute. If he's going to a Bilderberg meeting in Mazatlan, why does he not fear getting nuked? And I said to myself, you know, the Russians have, they claim they've got 15,000 nuclear warheads on all sorts of a variety of different intercontinental ballistic missiles. They could certainly nuke Mazatlan if they chose to. And why would they want to do that? And I started thinking. I said, you know, the Russian Revolution was the communists killing as many as 40 million people in Russia to give Russia the joys of communism. And that revolution was financed by American and English capitalists, bankers, etc. They loaned the money to Lenin to fight the revolution. And let's just say that this general in Russia says, you know, I'm going to nuke, maybe not them, because it's now, what, 70 or 80 years later, but I'm going to nuke their descendants and show these people they can't get away with this. They're killing people all the time. And why doesn't he go down in the basement and reprogram one nuclear weapon and launch it, and those guys at the conspiracy meeting in Mazatlan are history?
Yeah.
Why has that never happened?
Question.
They've never nuked anybody. Let me give you one more example. In 1987, in a magazine called Soviet Life, which is their official magazine, like our Life magazine was not official, but this is published by the government, apparently. There's a picture of Mikhail Gorbachev on the 70th anniversary of some revolution or some date back in 1917, addressing in one building at one time 5,000 communists. So I said to myself, now wait a minute, why didn't one Russian general nuke that meeting? All he's got to do is go down the basement and reprogram one missile. Notice he wouldn't need a revolution. He wouldn't need an army. He wouldn't need permission. He wouldn't even need assistance. He just says, I'm going to do it because I know this system in Russia is very unpopular and it's very brutal. They killed 40 million people, these communists, and the system stinks. It doesn't work. But notice that's never happened either. Why? In fact, let's answer the question. Why has there never been a revolution in Russia to replace communism? If it's so unpopular and everybody hates it, why don't they overthrow it? Well, the easy answer is they have no way to resist, and that's true. The Russian people lost whatever weapons they had when the communists took power. There's no way to resist, but that's not true. There's 15,000 nuclear weapons scattered all over Russia. Some guy 1,200 miles away, some general, says, I'm going to nuke Gorbachev and all these communists who are messing around with this nation. I'm going to end the system, and then I'm going to go and take over, and we'll establish a free government. Why did that never happen in over 70 years of communist rule?
Right.
And the question is...
Look how many times Rockefeller traveled to the Kremlin to meet with Khrushchev and Brezhnev. And he went there more times than any political leader did. What was going on there?
Well, he was, in my humble opinion, it was the president of the corporation visiting the branch manager. You might remember, in fact, I covered this in The Unseen Hand, Khrushchev was the dictator. That means he's the one man in power, absolute power in Russia. 3 months after David Rockefeller spent about 6 hours with him in Moscow, he resigned. Why? Why would a dictator want to resign? Dictators don't resign. They die in office. But I think he was fired. But go back. Understand that this senator did not fear getting nuked. Why? Because he knows that Russia has no nuclear weapons to nuke them with. And if anyone knows that in Russia, it's the generals. They would have ended the system with nuclear weapons. They had the power to do it. And Gorbachev met in that meeting with 5,000 communists. He didn't fear getting nuked because he knew, and I'm going to prove that in a few more minutes with documentation, that they know that there are no nuclear weapons in Russia. I'm going to prove that with one of these treaties that Reagan and Gorbachev signed.
You know, some might point to, what about the Cuban Missile Crisis? They had the pictures of the... Oh, come on. If we're talking about staging events here, well, that doesn't mean anything.
Well, that's part of... In my video, I show you the evidence that there were no nuclear weapons, no missiles in Cuba, none, nep, zero, none, zip, nero, none. But let me finish this thought.
Yeah, sure.
Here we've got nations all over the world claiming to have nuclear weapons. Now, I'm going to ask the question, how many nuclear weapons have been dropped in anger since 1945 when we dropped the two of them at Hiroshima and Nagasaki? How many?
Absolutely none.
None. Why? Why is that? Why is that? That's one of the great questions I kept asking. I've asked that question for 30 years. Why has... They've never used them. Israel threatens to use them. They're Saudi Arabia's threatening to use them. Not Saudi Arabia. Iraq's going to build them and blow up and destroy Italy, Israel. And the Indians and the Pakistanis were threatening a nuclear war. And Red China's got... Why have they never used one? Why? And the only answer is because all of these nations, both communist and capitalist, are controlled by the same conspiracy that Dr. Quigley taught Bill Clinton about. That's the point. Bill Clinton was not lying, neither was Quigley. This thing is real. This conspiracy is real. Bill Clinton was taught that, and because he was taught that, he became president of the United States. And he taught little Hillary, and little Hillary's going to become president. Now, if there's none dropped, that means there's none to drop. That's the point. There's none to drop. Now, so that's the question. Why would they want to get nuked? And I'm saying they don't. If they dominate the political system of all these nations, they don't want nuclear weapons. You, by the way, you mentioned David Rockefeller. There was a man by the name of Armand Hammer who was just he was an industrialist. His father, I've forgotten his name, his father was a head of the Communist Party in America, and he went to help Lenin. This man, Armand Hammer, his jet airplane could fly into Moscow without interference. How could they do that? Remember that Korean airliner flew in 1983, flew a little bit off the line and got shot down allegedly by a missile? Armand Hammer's plane was never shot down by a missile. I wonder why. Certain airplanes could get through and certain airplanes can't. Okay, now, so the Bilderberg meeting was never nuked, neither is any other. Now, why would these nations want to deceive the world? And I want to go back now to a book written called The Art of War by Sun Tzu. And have you ever read that book, Charles?
I've breezed through it. I have it in my library. I've never actually read the whole thing.
Well, it's something you should take a look at because it's really key to understanding what I'm talking about. This book allegedly was written around 500 B.C. by a Chinese by the name of Sun Tzu. He was a general or something.
Right.
I don't know. Here's what he said. In fact, the dust cover says, these essays have never been surpassed and might well be the concentrated essence of wisdom on the conduct of war. And what is he talking about? This book reportedly is being used in war colleges all over the world to teach, you know, colonels and generals how to fight wars.
Yeah, and it's a psychopathic philosophy, too.
Yeah. All it says is all warfare is based upon deception.
Yeah.
Deception? You mean these nations are deceiving us? Yes. They're deceiving us not only about warfare, but also about the Cold Warfare.
Well, you know, can you think of one war in history, especially the past 100 years, that you could actually call, quote, just? There hasn't been one. They're all lies. We're lied into all wars.
Yeah.
There's no exception.
He said this, Sun Tzu, when you see a great enemy, practice deceit. So now let's start getting into this evidence about this space race and nuclear arms and everything else. And let's go back to the space race starting on October the 4th, 1957, when the Russians proudly announced that they had orbited Sputnik, the first space satellite. The Russians were the first ones to orbit a satellite. And I went to Life magazine back in 1949, and there's a picture of Sputnik with its antennas.
Good old Sputnik. All right, we'll pick up on that thought when we get back. Stick with us, folks.
Heart on fire, let it burn. Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey, we're back here on Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Ralph Epperson on the line. Just before the break, you were talking about Sputnik. Now, you know, that opens up a whole big rat's nest right there, doesn't it? The space race.
Yes.
We could really take off with that. That'd probably have to be another whole show. But, yeah,
we can cover it enough to show you that there's been deception in the space race. And the reason for that is... And the reason we need to know that is because that's the reason we believe Russia has all these missiles and warheads that they don't have.
Mm.
So let's go back to Sputnik. Life magazine told us, quote, cutaway drawings of the Sputnik so far received from the USSR are copies of U.S. concepts, not of Sputnik. Huh? Wait a minute. Why didn't Life magazine say, wait a minute, why are they sending us copies of their... of our own cutaway drawings. Why would they do that?
I'm sorry, I just remembered we got a caller waiting. Why don't we go to the caller and then,
because
This is going to get really deep and involving. We've got Jesse, one of my buds from Pell Talk, on the line from Canada. Welcome to the show, Jesse.
Hey, can you hear me, Charlie?
Loud and clear.
All right, that's wonderful. And hello to your guest, Mr. Epperson. I actually talked to you once before, maybe a year ago. You were being interviewed by Charlie in the Pal Talk room. I don't expect you to remember that or anything. I'd like to talk about what you're saying here, that the old Soviet Union, the current Russia, what have you, doesn't have nuclear weapons, because it sounds a bit far out there. I mean, I totally am with you on a lot of the New World Order, their plans and things like that. But you're losing me and a lot of other listeners, I imagine, when you're trying to to get that across. I mean, we have there's proof that the Soviet Union has detonated all countless amounts of weapons in the hundreds. Underwater.
Yeah, well, that's what we're building up to right now. He's kind of giving some background.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there have been tests that have been viewed, and you can get the film and see that where they've blown them up over water, just like the Americans underground in space. They had the largest nuclear weapon, but the Soviet Union detonated the largest nuclear weapon. It was called the Tsar. And then after that, there were a lot of these nuclear test ban treaties came into be after that. So to say that they don't have them, I think, is silly. What about all the people who've worked on Russian nuclear subs? The tubes were empty the whole time? Or, you know, subs that have gone down and they made all these great efforts to secure them? And I can't believe that the Soviet Union or Russia has no nuclear weapons. I'm sorry.
Notice what you're doing. I asked you, perhaps you didn't hear that. I ask you to be open like on a jury and wait until I reach, I'll draw the conclusions. I'm going to show you documented evidence that they don't have the nuclear weapons. Trust me. Please, let me finish.
Yeah, let's let them.
Okay.
You're judging me before I finish. Understand this. And by the way, while you're on the air, answer me this question. If this conspiracy is international and controls both Russia and the United States, why would they put nuclear weapons in the hands of people that could use them against the conspiracy? What's your explanation?
Well, I can't claim. Well, first of all, I do believe that it's an international, consortium going on, that kind of stuff. That's what I'm saying. On those factors, I'm with you on that.
Okay,
I can back that up. But why isn't a rogue American deciding to nuke the Soviet Union?
Because there's
how about that?
There's too many controls in America. But go back.
They have the same setups in Russia. You know, the two key system, the codes, and they have that exact same setup. So your argument, it's just not solid, because like I said, there could have been a rogue American who decided that he was going to start World War III, and that hasn't happened.
In all fairness, we haven't actually heard his argument. That's the whole.
Okay, well,
I'm going to show you, please. You understand this. If there's anyone in the world that knows this is controversial, it's me. I'm the first one to say this internationally. But I'm not only the first one to say it, I'm trying to prove it. I've had an hour and a half or so to do it, plus, minus commercials. I've got a three-hour documentary with over 800 slides to show you the evidence that I'm right.
Yeah, and I
theories, evidence.
Yeah, we only have a half hour left. So.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll get going then, Charlie. And I just wanted to put that forth because I know that there's a lot of people listening that probably wanted to say what I just said. So I'm glad that I could get through. I think it's a great show, though, Charlie. And I like a lot of the things that you say, Mr. Epperson. And I'll get off the phone now.
Thank you.
See you later, buddy.
Thanks for the call, Jeff. So let's. Hopefully we can squeeze this in the next half hour to, to get to the real meat of what you're...
We're going to in fact, let's get to that. Let's do that. Let's jump to the INF Treaty, which was signed by Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev in 1987. And we're going to read the treaty. I want to first of all explain that my senator, Dennis DeConcini, did not read the treaty.
Can I just interject a question here, too? I'm watching the Pal Talk room here, and someone raised an interesting question. Are you arguing that they had no nuclear technology at all? In other words, was Chernobyl something that was faked? Or, did they have...
Dr. Edward Teller told us that the Chernobyl and also the Three Mile Island, Dr. Edward Teller, the father of the hydrogen bomb, told us that you cannot take that uranium and make an atomic bomb out of it. Oh, no, wait a minute. Jane Fonda said you could, so we believe Jane Fonda and not Dr. Edward Teller.
Yeah,
understand,
I mean, having nuclear power doesn't necessarily mean you have nuclear bombs.
They had that system in Russia was nothing at all like the ones where we have safeguards in the United States. But notice those two events occurred within, months of each other? And they were both, and also a movie came out with Henry Fonda in it, trying to show us that...
I was just wondering, but you do believe they have nuclear energy past?
Apparently they had one of them, yes, and it didn't work, that's correct.
Oh yeah, we clarified that, okay. Hopefully we can run through this in the next half hour or so. I'm going to take a quick break, folks, and we'll be right back.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, we're back on Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We get Ralph Epperson. I tell you what, Ralph, in the short time we get left, I just wanted to give you the chance to go through this. I'm just going to sit back and be quiet. I want to, you know, have you just plow on through and present the real heart of the argument.
Okay, let's. I'll start with this, and we'll go. This might take a few minutes, but then whatever we have time left, we'll fill in with other material. Let's go back to December the 8th, 1987. President Ronald Reagan and Russian Premier Mikhail Gorbachev signed the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, commonly referred to as the INF Treaty. Now that treaty. On the front page, by the way, I read it. I was just pointing out when we had the break. My Senator, Dennis DeConcini, did not read the treaty. I confirmed that. I've known Dennis. I was a friend, you know, we went to school together. We were not real friends, but I went to school with Dennis. He had an open meeting, and I said, Dennis, did you vote for the INF treaty? Well, you have a microphone, and you were in a big auditorium, and he said, yes, I did. I said, did you read it? He said, no. I said, why not, Dennis? He said, well, I trusted Ronald Reagan. I said, wait a minute, I don't understand. Dennis, I elected you. Well, I didn't elect you, but the Democrats elected you to read these things. We wanted you to have your opinion on this, whether we should sign it. Well, I didn't read it. I said, Dennis, I'm going to read it to you right now. I had it in my hands. The front page of the treaty says they're going to eliminate. I want to point out the word is eliminate. In my video, the DVD, I show you that front page. They're going to eliminate the intermediate range nuclear missiles. Eliminate. And then you read on page 72 that this is the way they're going to eliminate the missiles. Those missiles subject to destruction under the terms of this treaty shall be subject to external visual observation only, unquote. External visual observation only. Now, wait a minute. Does that mean we can't test to see whether or not the missile's real or fake? Can we drop acid on it, cut it open, beat it with a hammer, look inside, you know, whatever you kick it, whatever we have to do to make sure it's real? No. I'm going to show you I show you the articles. I want to point out, I have no top secret sources. I read books and magazines and newspapers like anyone else can do. There's nothing top secret about anything I'm revealing. It's all been released to us by this conspiracy, and I'll show you that. The Russians admitted that at least 20% of their missiles were fake prior to the signing of the treaty, which means that Reagan should have known that at least some, according to the Russians, some of their missiles were fake. If he knew that, or knew that was real, why would he agree to a treaty that does not give us the ability to determine if the missile to be destroyed is real or fake? Why? Why?
Mm.
That doesn't make sense. Notice they're going to eliminate. That's the word, the key word on the front page is eliminate missiles. And does that provision in the treaty eliminate real missiles? We don't know. There's no way to know. Let me tell you this. I show you a slide of a man by the name of Abraham Shifrin, who was a Russian major during World War II. I met him in 1985 on a tour of the country. He was speaking around the country. I met him. I had him in my car for about 2 hours, driving him from one city to another for this next engagement. And I said, Abraham, would you be so kind? He was a Russian. He was in his 70s, probably 60s at least. So I said, Abraham, do you know whether or not there are any fake missiles in Russia? He said, oh, yes. He said, when I came out, I'm Jewish, and of course I knew that. He was living in Israel. He was allowed to emigrate to Russia through Israel. And he said, I told the CIA or someone, Department of Defense, that the missiles in Russia were fake back in 1973. Abraham Shifrin formed an institute in Israel where he interviewed people from Russia who were coming to Israel about their knowledge of concentration camps. And he wrote a book. I show you the book, and I've read it. I've got it in my files. Something to do with the first expose or guidebook or something to the Russian concentration camps. He found over 2,000 of them, and I have a map showing you where they are. And during those discussions, hundreds or thousands of Russians told him that they had seen fake missiles all over the country. Eyewitnesses by the hundreds were reporting that missiles were fake all over Russia. Now, if that's true, why doesn't our Department of Intelligence, our intelligence departments, interview those Russians? We knew that there, and I've got articles, I show you at least, five or six articles, our newspapers are telling us that we know the Russians have fake missiles. So why would Ronald Reagan sign a treaty that does not give us the ability to verify the missile is real before it's destroyed, before it's eliminated? Why? Why?
So and your argument is this was done to fool the public, not for the Russians to fool the United States government.
I'm telling you, there are. I cannot say at this moment whether they've got how many or what percentage, but the Russians admitted that at least some of them, 20%, were fake. James is the world's leading expert on military armaments all over the world. They're out of London, England. They publish their magazines, and according to James, they're used by various nations to know what technology is in various nations all over the world. And in that video, that a DVD, I show you evidence that James admits that some of their missiles are fake. In fact, they actually go on to say they have a penchant for fake missiles. Huh? What does that mean? Why would Reagan sign a treaty that doesn't give us the ability to verify the missile is real? Why? Now, listen to this. Now, if you're going to eliminate the nuclear threat, you've got to get rid of the nuclear weapon. So you would presume that that's because destroying the missile is meaningless unless you destroy the warhead.
Right.
So the treaty then says, and I show you the actual page in my video, it says that both nations can remove the warhead without verification or elimination prior to the destruction of the missile. What good is that? What good is that? What type of treaty is this where you can't even destroy the warhead? What good does that treaty do? Now, notice, Ralph Epperson read it. My senator didn't read it. And I don't know what he would have done if he had read it. I don't know. I never found out. But notice, in that video, you're going to see documentation and eyewitness reports that the missiles all over Russia are fake. The New York Times reported, I don't know, let's go back. On May Day every year, the old Soviet Union used to have a May Day parade to commemorate the May Day Revolution of 1905 when the communists tried to take over. And they parade these huge intercontinental ballistic missiles on wheels through the thing, and the American government watched those pictures and decided the Russians had ICBMs until the New York Times finally in 1998. And I've got to show you the article to show you the evidence. They admitted that most of those missiles were dummies. And they went on to point out that that once the American government saw these dummy missiles, they spent trillions of dollars to protect us against a non-existent threat. Now, why, even if they eliminated real missiles without eliminating the warhead, what good does that do? They take the warhead off of missile A and eliminate it if it was real, and then they put it on missile B. That's a brilliant INF treaty. And then I show you a letter signed by Ronald Reagan on White House stationery in 1989 in which he says something like this, quote, "The verification provisions of this treaty are the most stringent ever included in a treaty between these two nations." Huh? Is that the most stringent? We can't even verify if the missile is fake or real, and we certainly are not going to eliminate warheads, and those verification provisions, according to Ronald Reagan, are the most stringent ever devised between our two nations. I want some answers, and I'm not getting them. Why? Why would any sane man in the presidency of the United States, Ronald Reagan, sign such a treaty? And then, after we knew specifically, newspaper articles were reporting the Russians had a penchant for dummy installations. We had eyewitnesses by the hundreds in Israel. Why would we believe the Russians had a nuclear threat? Now, let's talk about where did Russia get its nuclear weapons? And I'll go back to 1945. Let's go back to the end of World War II. Let's talk about a book written by Major Jordan, George Racy Jordan, in 1952, entitled From Major Jordan's Diaries. You might remember, in 1942 or 43 or so, Germany invaded Russia from the west, and they were moving east, and they were running through Russia in very rapid succession. Russian soldiers by the millions were surrendering to join the German army to fight with the Germans to liberate their country from communism. Millions of them.
Mm-hmm.
And America decided to help the Russians protect their country. We had a program called Lend-Lease. We sent Russia $11 billion in aid, military aid, to make sure they could sweep the Germans out of the country.
Well, we sent them the treasury plates to print unlimited amounts, too. You know, we don't know how much they printed.
Now, included in that Lend-Lease program was half of our uranium supply, all of the materials, and the plans from the Manhattan Project to build the first Russian atomic bomb. How do I know that? Understand, there's two sources, each one of which corroborates the other. Let's use Major Jordan. First, he was the Lend-Lease officer. Everything that could be sent to Russia in an airplane was sent to Great Falls, Montana, where it was put on airplanes and then sent from there to Fairbanks, Alaska. Then Russian pilots would show up in Fairbanks, get in the airplane and fly it to Russia, empty it out, fly it back to Fairbanks. It was then flown back to Great Falls. Major Jordan was the officer in charge of expediting that, meaning make sure it flows. And Major Jordan was a curious individual, and he went opening boxes. He wasn't supposed to, but he did. And he got copies of bills of lading. He shows in his book. Now, that book, when he revealed in 1949, after Russia exploded the atomic bomb, that we had given it to them, everyone said, that's crazy, it's lunacy. Or was it? Let me tell you how we know it's true. James Roosevelt was the second son of Franklin Roosevelt. And he wrote a book in 1980 entitled A Family Matter. Notice it's published by a major establishment publisher. And in that book, James Roosevelt says he was a major in World War II, and he was called by his father, the President of the United States, Franklin Roosevelt, to come to Washington, D.C., and he was ordered, because he's the commander-in-chief, ordering a major to do what he wanted, and that was to turn over the materials, supplies, and plans to build the atomic bomb in 42 through 44. So the books support each other. We did this. We sent the material to build the first atomic bomb that was allegedly exploded in 1949. Harry Truman said he didn't think the bomb exploded, but that's what we believe for all this time, that the Russians now had the atomic bomb. Now, let me tell you this. In 1952, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were charged with sending or selling or giving the technology to build the atomic bomb to Russia. And they were charged with a serious crime, and they were executed, I think, in 1953, if I remember correctly. Now, they were charged with that. The Rosenberg children, for years afterwards, tried to get the government to reopen that case to fight, because they claimed they were innocent. Now, I don't know. I cannot tell you whether they were or not. But when the judge read them the sentence to execute the Rosenbergs for giving Russia the atomic bomb, he said that you are guilty of a betrayal of our nation and treason. So I asked the question on my video, when were James Roosevelt and Franklin Roosevelt charged with a betrayal and treason and executed for the same crime?
Exactly.
And I'm waiting. When were they? When?
Never.
Notice, the Rosenbergs paid for this treason with their own life. They were executed, I think, by electric chair, and the Roosevelts were not. Why? Why? Now, I asked the question, and I give you my best answer. It's only an opinion, but I think the reason they did that was to confirm to the American people that the Rosenbergs had given Russia the atomic bomb, therefore they had them, and they possibly exploded one, although Harry Truman said he doesn't believe so. Do you understand? Now, let's finish. Where did Russia get the missiles and the war and the rockets to do this with? And let's go back now to the end of World War II.
Are you going to tie Quigley in with this, too?
Not in this, no. We're going to connect another betrayal and treason. Germany was building the V-1 and the V-2 rocket, and they were building them in Nordhausen and Peenemünde, both in Germany. Those are the two cities. And General Eisenhower, as we were sweeping into Germany from the west, Russia was coming from the east. And General Eisenhower, who was the supreme Allied commander, ordered the troops under General Patton to order his troops to secure those two cities and turn over everything intact to the Russians. And over 2,000 of their scientists were forced to go behind the Iron Curtain, with the factories, the V-2 rockets, the V-1 rockets, everything. They tore those factories down to the concrete slab and picked them up and 2,000 of their scientists and moved them back to Russia to build Russia's missile capabilities. Who did that? General Dwight Eisenhower. Now, Wernher von Braun, who was the head of the German missile program, the V-1 and V-2, decided he didn't want to go to Russia. He led a group of 129 other space scientists out, and they came to America and started America's space program. Wernher von Braun. When von Braun died in 1970, I think it was 77, I'm doing this from memory, when he died, there was a big article, once again, just not secret, newspaper article said that here's the interesting story about Sputnik. Von Braun went to President Eisenhower. Okay, maybe we'll break right there.
Yeah, we got a quick break. Hopefully we can get to the real heart of this in just a few more minutes when we get back. Stick with us, folks.
Lose the love I knew to safely lead me through.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We just got a few more minutes. I'll tell you what, Ralph, first I want you to give your website, you know, where people can get the DVD. Obviously, we're not going to be able to, this is something you just can't cover in 2 hours. So, you know, if people want to pursue this further, they can do that. And, I, you know, I do want to have you back on, talk about masonry. Maybe we can pick up a little bit more on this. So go ahead and plug your website, and then in the shortest few words you can, try to give us some summation of some of the best evidence you have for this.
Okay, thank you very much, Charles. You're very kind. I know this is controversial. I've studied this thing for 40 some years of my life. I've read over nearly 1,000 books on this subject. I've interviewed people that know. Okay, if you want a copy of this DVD, I was going to charge $20 for it. I decided that's too much. I want to make it available for $10 plus two for postage. If you want a copy of it and can get to the internet, go to Ralph-Epperson.com. Ralph-Epperson with two P's .com. There's an order form. There's a video on there for $20. But if you want the DVD, send me a check for $12 to the address shown on that Ralph-Epperson.com, and I'll send you a copy of the DVD. You can watch it yourself. I can only say this. Those who have watched it all the way, I'm telling you, 70 to 80% of them say you're 70 to 80% right. Please open up. What if I'm right? We're wasting billions of dollars on fraud.
And well, let me just say this. We should never be close-minded to the fact that we live in a fantasy world. I mean, it's Alice in Wonderland. Well, the whole Cold War was a fraud. I mean, that's a fact. The whole thing. This war on terrorism is a fraud. We're lied to about everything. So, I mean, we should at least be open-minded and be willing to look over the evidence.
Let me end with one quotation. I'm looking for it here. Just give me a second, and once I find it, I'm going to read you Lyndon Johnson. Lyndon Johnson. I'm going to use him as an expert as well. Lyndon Johnson, in a book called America's Secret Eyes in Space, said, quote, "I wouldn't want to be quoted on this. We've spent $40 billion on the space program, and if nothing else had come out of it except the knowledge that we gained from space technology, it would be worth 10 times what it cost." What he was saying was that we now had the ability with photographic evidence to go look down and see the number of missiles the Russians have. Now listen to what he said. "Tonight we know how many missiles the enemy has." He's got to be talking about Russia. "It turned out that our guesses were way off. We were doing things we didn't need to do. We were building things we didn't need to build. We were harboring fears we didn't need to harbor." Now, that's Lyndon Johnson. And in my video, I say, fortunately, Lyndon Johnson had a conscience, and he told us the truth about this. You might remember he went on national television and admitted that the whole thing was a fraud, or at least a majority of it was a fraud, and he was going to stop the waste. And here's a copy of that video. I've got a clip of it, and I show you a blank screen. Notice he didn't do it. He didn't go on television to tell the American people what he had just discovered, that we have been harboring fears we didn't need to harbor. This thing is expensive, and it's supposed to be expensive. Remember that Clinton was taught by Quigley, the central banks control this nation, and the central banks love spending. Why? Because spending creates debt. And debt.
So would you say that they had a few, or have a few, or that they actually never had any? And how about Israel, if you can just sum that up really quick?
No one has them. No nation has a nuclear weapon, and the reason is they don't trust people. There were no missiles in the Cuba because they didn't trust the Cuban people. They would launch them against the United States, and the United States would launch missiles against...
The globalists behind the scenes saw to it that this wasn't happening. All right, I want to thank you, Ralph. Unfortunately, we ran out of time. I want to have you on again, though.
Anytime, my friend. Keep in touch, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
You bet. All right, take care, folks. We'll see you tomorrow. Another great guest lined up. See you then.
It's true.